Welcome to Side Hustle Radio Worldwide.
Just introduce both of y'all and have y'all tell us a little bit about y'all. Both of y'all have classics that I love. Kane Beard, you with Alexander Green Project. I don't care when it's classic, you know what I'm saying? Thank Behind you. The Scale, Sean Bourne, classic. I'm just going to put it out there. Thank so you. Both of y'all got two classics. How'd y'all come to, I know y'all been working together forever because y'all part of the Low Budget crew. Can y'all tell us a little bit about who's all in the Low Budget crew and, you know, like how y'all came together or whatever?
Yeah, man. Low Budget crew came together organically. We was all, you know, young in the game, you know, trying to get beats and rhymes together. It was originally Kev Brown's production company, and then it turned into like a crew thing. Shout out to Kev. Shout out to Cy Young, IQ. It's Low Budget now, man. It's more like a family.
Quartermain.
Like Quartermain, Rosenberg.
Ken Starr.
Every time we miss somebody, so, you know, it's
Rosenberg.
It's a family here, you know, Sean. And me and Sean, we just been rocking. We always on each other's albums. I produce some stuff for him, and, you know, this year we just really wanted to get at it, man. And he had a bunch of these dope beats, so, we just teamed up and bang, like that's, you know, Nino Green. That's how the studio magic happened. We got in there and banged out. So that's just our thing now. We tired of being the underdogs, man. We just grinding right now. We going, you know, stamp it for sure and just let people know that we ain't here to play, man. Like, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. So it's game time now.
So where did the name Nino Green, like what's the meaning behind that for your group?
Nino Green is basically like, obviously everybody knows Nino Brown, but mm-hmm. like we say, you know, we as black people, man, we the dope. So my last name is Green. It's almost like a play off of Sean being, you know, Nino with the dope on the beats, me with the dope mm-hmm. on the rhymes, and then together we become Nino Green selling, you know, that good dope for you to listen to. So that's okay. Pretty much how it goes.
Okay. So you had an album drop in March?
Yeah, yep. March 8th.
That was the Nino Green Project.
The Nino Green Project. And how has that been going for you with everything going on?
Oh, it's been good. We've been getting a lot of good feedback. I think people are thirsty for just real, natural, authentic hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not anything that's... Yo, we gonna get in here and I'm gonna rap about this or I'm gonna rap about that. Nah, we just getting in here doing dope shit and how the chips fall, that's what we running with. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Are y'all back doing shows?
Not yet.
DC, we know, opens up next Friday 100% fully. We opening up in Maryland 100% fully on Monday. So, yeah, we're ready. So, you know, once we start making those calls and getting geared up, you know, it's go time for us, especially for shows. We've been rocking shows forever. So, you know, I think we're super anxious to get on stage and, you know, let the world know what we got. So.
I got a quick question. I know y'all had the thing going on with the vinyl and I tried to get it. Are y'all, what happened with that? Are y'all still doing the little project y'all have for the vinyl, or is the vinyl coming, or did y'all miss the mark on that? Cause I tried to go back in and try to see if I could get the vinyl because I need the vinyl.
We got a new link for you. You know what I'm saying? And we started a new campaign for it.
Okay.
So, when do it end, Al?
I think it ends in like 4 days. So
4 days. Yeah.
4 days.
4 days.
All right. Email me the link. Okay. Email me the link because the album is dope. Like I said, I just want to talk about a few of the standout cuts, like Closed Hands, the Enterprise, you know, like Baked Goods, like, man, y'all got some heat on that joint. Like, man, y'all heavy rewind material. You feel me? Heavy rewind material. So,
Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, with that said, did 2020 affect your creativity in any kind of way?
Yeah, in a good way. I wasn't creative at all for like the last year or so, you know what I mean? Like, as an artist, you go up and down with this art and this thing we do. But 2020 like put a battery in my back. I bought that MPC one. I started making beats. Start getting them to Al, and that's how we came up with this Nino Green. We got another project. Tim Hicks, Let the Dirt Say Amen. God Hates Gucci is the title of it. And we got and we in the studio right now. We've been cooking up. We ready.
God Hates Gucci.
God Hates Gucci.
Check it.
Nino.
Yo, she called me Nino when I hit it from the back. She say meow when pulling her panties down.
Yeah.
That nigga, yo, forever I vow. We Benjamin binging, fuck that cinnamon rap. Bars with nails dripping, swing like King Griffey. Punctual pin pimping, you was slipping the Mickeys. Yeah. Fuck boys, get bitches hickeys. And all that dumb shit, you can miss me. Yo, let me flip it, I'm good with the kitchen. Bang out, better hope Doc good with the stitches. Better hope it don't get back that you snitching. Cause they gon' leave you twitching behind a pavilion. Then ride off blasting one in a million.
Come on.
You looking for sympathy from the unforgiving. Yeah, it's like preaching to the unattended. Or short, trying to negotiate dope for pimping.
It ain't happening, nigga. Yeah. It ain't happening, nigga. It ain't happening, nigga. It ain't happening.
Black G, back seat, I got a couple. Teardrops, pitchforks is on the muscle and a gladiator. Stash spots in the navigator. Lori Harvey, femme fatale, niggas mad to ate her. Frog legs, gumbo, we eating alligator. Cross legs, guns blow, and hear about it later. Jewelry popping, way of life, take your girly shopping. Hang with heathens, label Christ, you know she Shirley bopping. Obsolete, she with God, kissing and washing feet. Top elite, understand there ain't nobody stopping me. Untouchable, I'm fucked with her. Criminals, faggots swallow they tongue and try to stick to subliminal. How many times I gotta say that I ain't fucking with y'all? They find your body riding stinking in the trunk of a car. Heard they cutting niggas' fingers off, smoke a cigar while I'm toasting and giving shot the hoes up in the bar. Nino!
Let the Dirt Say Amen. He's preaching. He's featured heavily on the Nino Green project, and he the dopest dope right now. He, you know what I mean? Like he another brother, another light skinned brother like us. We just out here rapping, doing our thing. That's it.
So y'all seen Good Times. Y'all know he ain't light skinned, right? Y'all seen Good Times. Y'all know he ain't light skinned.
So is Let the Dirt Say Amen. Is he a producer or he does or he raps or does both?
He do both.
Okay, I thought so. He didn't do no track for this project, right? Because you handled all the production on this, right, Sean?
Mm-hmm. Most of it, except for one song. Howard Knox did the song with Cy Young on it.
Okay, Cy Young's a beast. Salute Cy Young.
OG.
He's a problem, man, on that mic. Yeah. Golly, what's he been up to? He cooking?
His son it plays for North Carolina, so he's been big in helping him get his thing off the ground.
Okay. Football, basketball.
Yeah.
Word. Okay.
Anthony Harris, shout out Aunt Harris.
When I tell you, y'all, they crew is deep and they crew is dope. I don't play with that. You feel me? I don't play with my cosigns. You feel me?
Me y'all got a team of light skinned people that's putting it down.
LSG. We tired of the brown skin slander that we get. Now it's all fun. It's all...
Nino Green. Nino.
Who trying to smoke?
death to pretenders. Niggas try to put me in the blender, no surrender. Off with a nigga head if we try and I'll be laying across the bed with your boppa in the winter. She proper, I sock it in her. The profit skyrocket, you cop it and chop it in her. Small amounts, you rock it and get them all about. Fiends do the dance like Puff when we come through. Powder for they nose and some weed for they lungs too.
Baby, be patient, my mama singing, his mama praying. Key scales, niggas playing like Amadeus. Night train of thought, it's circulating, my circle made it. Work on the table, nigga, we purple taping. Spare tires broke the fence at the crazy lady. Shoulders burning, made a burden out of something perfect. Was it worth it? Was it good? What's the purpose? Beneath the surface, got a lot of niggas nervous.
Yup, re-an African tablets, try not to ruin the plastic. Uh-huh. Slip a neck, let it drain, call feed a rabbit.
Come on.
Midnight desert drive, dump them next to the cactus.
Yes.
Don't bury Babylon, let the vultures have at it. My mic's a body like Etatufe and Black Magic.
Yes.
Insulin, pin out for blood, bend them backwards. Increments got potential immersed in crack barracks. I'm Nicky Knuckles in the bucket when I smash trash.
My archive, audio, apartheid. Write rhymes that wall fly the day that the God died. I'm able. I'm cocaine on the table. Been the truth in the fable since the cradle. My flow need a ladle, so syrupy, maple. Leaf in the streets cause my reefer look burgundy. I can give a fuck if a fuck nigga heard of me. I keep it low. I roll the tree up and I'm breathing slow. Nino!
Martin had a dream on how to be a king. But Rafe did too with a triple beam. Corona sick, my aroma is that of a stoner. Holy hover, the streets is watching from on the corner. These fucking vultures is flying over the fucking culture. We busting loose, Chucky Brown, I'm a go-goer. Violin sing, pulling on the strings. 98 bullshit, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, 24-7, we squirt at the observant. Offer the finest service, deliver dope through verses. Sipping designer bourbon with a fisherman's purpose. If the shit don't wave right, we ain't working. Yo, the verbiage is neighborhood disturbance. The purpose got mud, this is tones of a murder. The half plank came off a brown bag cursing. Yellow fix, we call it dirt piss from the serpent.
How do y'all stand out from other artists? I don't know too much.
We ain't like, corny. We ain't corny. That's it. We ain't corny. We ain't on no dumb shit. We ain't on no corny shit.
But Merlin is the home of go-go beat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do y'all have music that reflect go-go?
Not really sonically, but in... everything we do as far as attitude, as far as flavor, as far as pocket. In D.C., it's a thing called the pocket. And when you hear us rapping in the pocket, or if you hear us rapping, be like, yo, other niggas don't rap like that, that's D.C. Mm-hmm. That's where that's coming from.
Yeah. Okay. So how would you classify it? Grimy? Hardcore? Like, how would you classify it?
A go-go, if you was to go to a live go-go, it's like a mix between like a rage and a mosh pit. It's like a mosh pit and a rave. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of people having fun. It's hot. It's sweaty. It's sticky in there. You know what I mean? It's going to be some arguments. It's going to be some fights. It's going to be shooting outside the club. But it's a good time.
I wasn't expecting that term. How was it?
If you talk about Nino Green, if you ask me, I'm gonna tell you this is what East Coast hip hop is supposed to sound like. It don't sound like it's supposed to right now, and we bringing that sound back. Our greats have said that, and we've taken that, and that's what it is, man. Nino Green is pure 90s, early 2000s mixed with 2021. And like he said earlier, everybody calls us like the Wu-Tang, like the DMV. It's the truth, except it's the PG County sound. It's our Maryland sound. So, you know, we got some slurs and some R's, and the way we pronounce stuff is this different. Our pocket is different. We jump into different pockets that most rappers don't jump into. So I think that's why people vibe with the album so hard, because it's still samples, it's still soul flips, it's still loops, you know, it's still us getting busy on the mic. But at the end of the day, nobody can do it like us. And that's why we've been respected for years by all of our peers, you know, from Premier to Pete Rock, you know, to everyone. You know, if you check them out, you go on their page, you know, you won't be surprised to find them bigging us up, because, you know, every time we drop something, they pick it up and they put it on their show because they know what real hip hop supposed to sound like. And from us being from Maryland and doing it, like, it's an East Coast thing, man. And we the East Coast Splash Boys, light-skinned gangsters out here shooting trays. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
So you never felt like y'all had to leave Maryland to get to the level that y'all wanted to reach?
Nah. We've left Maryland. Me and Sean, we drove up to Canada from here before. I've been touring Europe. Like, we definitely have, you know, stretch. It's you go away, you go somewhere else, they don't look at you like a local talent. They look at you as a sure artist. But here, you know, it's a ton of talent in DC. And from us being here, we'll always be, you know, the local boys, but they call us, you know, the local Woo, or, you know, the local Duck Down, or whatever you want to say. But no, man, it's us, you know, putting together dope music, putting visuals together, going for it. So, you know, our boy Rosenberg, he's, you know, up at Hot 97. He's spinning our records every Sunday night on the show. So, you know, we have the reach, you know, it's our reach. And right now, my thing is this, you know, engagement. We're engaging our fans. We're getting them closer so we can have a direct contact with them, be able to put our hands on them and let them know that they appreciate it, man. So that's what we're doing now, just gathering the whole army, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
how are you going about doing that? Like, social media interaction, or like
social interaction, emails. When people hit us up, we hit them back. You know, word of mouth. When a fan DMs me and says, "Hey, I love your music," I say, "Yo, man, I appreciate that." And like, we talk, you know, and I tell them, "Hey, this is what we got going on. Stick by us." It's people like them that keep us going. So, you know, we're heavy on, you know, letting them know that. And especially y'all, like, y'all are here. You know, we want to thank y'all, you know, because y'all have a platform and y'all putting us on it. So it means we doing something right. So we appreciate that.
Y'all ever thought about doing like the live concerts?
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought about it. We probably do a couple of those, but hopefully things open back up so we can get out there and do some live concerts.
Right. Yeah. So we think the live concerts the live concerts are important, but for us, you know, it's the content that's, you know, even more important. So, you know, if we focus our time on live concerts or focus our time on getting in the studio and recording, we're in studio recording because we want to make sure once this thing opens that back up, you know, we snowballing. John got more projects in the stash. I got projects in the stash. So, you know, Nino Green is one of six that's going to come out, you know, and we're back in the studio. So for us, it's, you know, a live concert visually is cool, but we want to pack the house. We want to be in there sweating, you know, getting busy on the mic. So,
so speaking of that, you mentioned like influences and how you're respected by some of your peers like Pete Rock and Primo and people like that. It's like, who are some of your influences, like production wise or like MC wise, lyrically? You could go first, or Sean could take it. It don't matter, whoever.
Go ahead, Sean. You could take it.
I'll go first. Dilla, Pete, Primo, RZA, Kanye, Madlib, I know I'm forgetting some of my knots.
Okay. The elite of the elite.
Yeah.
When it comes to hip hop.
Tall homie Vita. He dope. Yeah, vitamin B. Vitamin C.
Out of where?
He out of Seattle. I think Seattle.
Seattle.
Okay.
Thanks
for putting him on our radar.
Jay Nodic. It's a bunch of dope people that's out here doing stuff that might not get the shine that they deserve. But that's why we here. We just gonna keep on doing it. Now we doing this because we like to do it. We putting our own money, we putting our own time into this shit. It's not, we ain't trying to blow up or nothing like that. We just doing fly shit. This is like a hobby for us now.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, like, you know, I agree with Sean as far as like everybody he put on our list. But to be like honest and truthful with y'all, man, like, I get more inspired by my brothers directly than anybody else I don't have that direct contact with, because you get to see it. You know what I'm saying? I get to see Sean walk in the booth and record. I get to see his process. I get to see, you know, how he makes beats, and we talk about those loops. So like, a lot of the world doesn't get, you know, those underground or, you know, those tips. You know, you're not going to necessarily get that from your peers. You can study them, but being around my brothers and watching some of the things they do, that's a direct, you know, inspiration to me, because I can see it, I can touch it, I can feel it. And then, you know, when I'm recording my stuff, you know, they put little, you know, pieces on it and say, hey, try this or do that. You know, that's inspirational for someone who wants to see you grow, to say, hey, if you do this, it might sound better, or do this, it might sound better. You know, you're not going to always get that when you go into the studio and record. You know, you know, it's different engineers, it's people that work different. So for my team to be behind me and saying, hey, you know, do this or try this, or, you know, let's rock over this beat versus that beat, that alone is like some of the greatest inspiration ever, because you're putting your art out there, you know. So, you know, I respect my brothers first from a musical standpoint, because we play each other joints, we get the goosebumps. That's a feeling, and those are memories that you can never take away. You know, that's something, you know, you hold for life. So I get influenced by my brothers directly, 100%.
Nino Green.
Yeah. Kane. Shaw. Yeah, I let my bitch kick it. Uh-huh. Got a little close from a quarantine visit. Yeah. Got a little dope slang, Knicks curve pitching. The blood on the page from wrist slitting. Uh-huh. Yell gang, first yell green. All first team, you first, my verse gleam. I verse the verse like king. Uh-huh. Where everything gone, kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring.
So when you fall asleep, I redeem. So if they call 12, I'm a beam. Uh-huh. Lightning, the mic steam. Pressure bust pipes, you niggas just like memes. Yo, my uncle's a pipe dream, and I don't know how to explain what that means. Wish I had enough to wipe clean, but living in the dirt, this is what life brings. I'm leaning on my earth, she my air like beam. He drag his feet on the turf, the crowd screams. I'm on the cloud, no perk, making mics clean. Fuck with me like right wings. Cheers to you bitch niggas trying to size green. You get jacked at the bottom of the beam. We made crack, had the jaw spinning steam. Without a heart until it's hard for the fiends. Yo, and a car full of dreams. My life course was an ace and four queens. Going all in with a scheme beyond means. How the fuck I get this far from my teens? Every Saturday morning was like a dream. Watching moms cooking while I'm watching younger me. The hunger wasn't enough for her to feed. The slumber still in the front, we gotta breathe.
Gotta breathe.
Yes. Here we go. I finally made it, came with Sean Wall, twist one up. Hey, Roddy Rod, where the fuck you at?
Yo, Kane, can I kick it? A Tribe Called West, it was madness in the district. Nights beyond, neon, Dion. It was prime time, Freon, beyond eons. Twisting my ties, Tion, belly, T-bars. Never left, I been cold, been chili bowl. Saying, Timmy, even if you cook the hard way, you made it to the stove. I've been 10 toes, slim bend flows like birth control. Hey, I've been unemployed, but it's working though. My gang gang star, take it personal. Knowing, hey, I am the answer, check the vertical. Misery, breaking ankles, get a pedestal. Then you'll be on my level, check the decibels. Loud records, medical, Wi-Fi, iCloud, edibles, machine guns. Kelly, I am Reggie Miller, no filler, Nick Killer in the garden. Beer gang, James Harden, all these babies in the game. Look who's talking. Boogerfoot, sugar in the stockings. Christmas came early, broke, gift wrap, hurry ho. That Mayor Barry Mo, beat your feet, run Joe, so you can get it while it lasts. How can I be righteous with this blood upon my hands? I just want a whammy, tell them niggas kiss my ass. Listen man, vision and lack thereof can probably send a man straight to Hell's Kitchen in a prison van. Gasoline draws on with the can. Match.com, crush long arm, open hand, close. Got my soul in a cycle, this is spin class. Drier land, don't drown on a riff raff. How high demand, low key for the low low. I demand respect, head high, kill him with the no-no.
Living reckless but get buried like a dignitary. My death be epic like when Sosa sent his military. Life is hectic, you just end up in the cemetery. Laying dead or drunk, pouring liquor where all your friends are buried. We gon' live and fly like you did in your memory. We can't let it slide, we gon' ride on our enemies. Leave a brother dead in the streets, keep that energy. Hit the bar and smoke on this weed, drink some Hennessy still. Niggas is copping quops. I got the watch for crops, hot spots coming through on pocket yachts. You know the flavor, pop, love it like your favorite spot. I keep a razor sharp, I D'm blazing off. You niggas faking, I've been bringing home the bacon like the butcher. I've been cooking on the Coleman in the hotel. Base cells, reefer in the coke wall, cutting through the smells and with the whole cell.
Nino Green shit, nigga.
Kane!
My nigga Tim, man, yo. Judah rocking this motherfucker, man. This shit sounds so fucking crispy, my nigga. It's that PG County sound.
Yeah, I want to shout out Kev Brown too. I didn't say Kev. Kev is a big influence on me. While we was recording Behind the Scale, while we was recording all the stuff up until now, basically, I was just sitting there watching. Like I've made beats before and I've done stuff before, but like I sat with him making beats and stuff for projects, and that was kind of like the dojo for what I'm doing right now. I gotta shout my man Kev out, you know what I'm saying?
Kev Brown for sure, man. Kev Brown is definitely one of the most, I say J. Ross, Kev Brown, Ayatollah, and probably High Tech is probably the four most underrated, dopest producers that slept on. You feel me? Like, I'm gonna put High Tech in there because you know he did stuff with Dre and all that, but he's from Cincinnati, Ohio. We're from Columbus. He still gets overlooked too. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I put it out there. So, quick question: is there going to be a Alexander Green Part 2? Possibly. I'm being nosy right now. You feel me? Like, y'all ain't talking about it.
You know, we've always flirted with the idea, and if it happens, I want it to happen the same way the first one happened. I want it to be organic, you know, and. You know, flipping Al Green samples is tough, you know, especially if you got to do it a second time. I don't want to do nothing corny. You know what I mean? I want it, you know, to be a real shot at it. I would love to do another Al Green project, you know. Would it be with Kev Brown? I don't know. It could be with another producer. It could be with Sean. It could be with a bunch of people. For me, it's, like I said, like if I'm going to do it again, I want to do it right. I want to feel like it felt the first time. So we'll see. But as for right now, I'm more focused on
everything else you got going on.
Humble Monarch. I'm focused on Sean. Me and Sean have just been in the studio working hard. And every time we go, somebody from the team crawls out of the hole. Like we had Ken Starr come through the last session and put some bars down. So my thing right now is just, you know, getting the camp back together. We lit a fire. And I want everybody coming, throwing logs in that fire and keeping that fire lit, because when we do it, it's undeniable. So,
boys, you got anything? You glitching over there. He took this little COVID shot, so he.
My apologies, y'all. I'm just kind of buzzed out on that shot right now. So, I do have one. I did want to say that I do appreciate the fact that MCs like you guys still putting out music that sounds like hip hop, that, you know, in its best time, where we don't have to wonder where you came from, whereas we got New York rappers and Philly rappers and everybody sounding the same because everybody's rapping under that same trap beat. And we don't know, you know what I mean? Like veterans that we love rapping under over trap beats, you know, instead of just sticking to what we know from them. And, you know, I think that kind of killing hip hop for us, being, and for me, you know, when I want to hear a veteran rap, I wanted to hear where he was in his prime. I don't want to hear a veteran rapper rap under a beat from the South when that's not what made him or them popular. And I get it with, you know, times change, but, you know, we don't sound like different no more. You know, we know that hip hop had a sound, you know, everybody sounded different, whereas now everybody's sounding the same with the same track.
Right. That's a conscious effort for us, for what we did with Nino, what we doing with God Hates Gucci, what we doing with Three to God Way, is to sound different. I don't want us to sound like nobody out there right now. And that's what everybody doing, even in the underground. It's not even the famous dude.
Yeah.
There.
He was saying, I know where it's going. He was saying that even in the underground, it's like that because you got a select few that sound a certain way, and everybody chasing that now. You feel me?
Right.
You feel me?
You just thought you knew what he was going to say because you light skin.
It's that kinetic energy that we have. You feel me? But I know because it's a certain like. Like it's a lot of people following Rock Mars, like doing what he's doing, rapping with the no drums and all that. I mean, it's up like West Side Gun and them. Now everybody, West Side Gun and Benny the Butcher, like y'all got to have y'all's own idea. Just stay original. You know what I'm saying?
And that's us, man. Everything you listen to from us, once you put the playlist on and you say, "Oh, this is what these boys have been doing for years," we don't sound different. We don't, we don't sound any different than how we sounded 10 years ago. We just sound better, you know what I mean? Yeah. And everything we do is just better, you know? It's like taking what we know and making it better. We didn't reinvent the wheel, you know what I'm saying? We just said, hey, this is what we grew up on, these the loops and chops and the stuff that we love. How can we chop it better? How can we loop it better? The quality of the sound, we was recording in our rooms, you know what I'm saying? Sean would come through my apartment. We don't do that no more. We go to the studio, we have an engineer, and he's guiding us. So it's just going to continue to get better. You know, if an artist paints every day, you know, his last painting might be his most beautiful one because he's so practiced at it. He knows his style. He's, you know, continuing to push. For us, you know, my pen game last Friday is some of the best pen work I've ever done. Sean hearing him, it was some of the best pen work I've ever heard. So, you know, for me to say, oh, this sounds better than Nino Green. No, it doesn't sound better than Nino Green. I just sound better as an artist. And so that's my thing. Is as long as we continue to push that pen, push these beats, push this work, and keep that fire lit, you know, the goal is to always get better. There's always room for growth. So for me, growth 2021, Nino Green, let the verse say amen. God Hates Gucci coming out next. After that, it's Three to God Way. And that's what it is, man. Me, Sean, and Tim, we tearing shit up for 2021. So if your pen game ain't right, like, hold on, because we coming.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to touch on what you said about Rock Marcy and everybody sounding like him. That's the price of being great at something. Rock is fucking phenomenal at what he do.
No
and
doubt.
When everybody hears something dope, like, they like, oh, I don't want to do this. This is the only way you could do it. Nah, it's 100 million different ways you could skin a cat. And that's what we doing right now. We showing everybody that. Okay. Yeah, we sampling. Yeah, we, you know what I'm saying? We ain't putting no drums on it. Maybe sometimes y'all figure it out when you listen to it. But it's whatever. Nino Green 2021, my niggas.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
We appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much.
Nice meeting y'all.
Nice meeting y'all. Make sure I get that link for that vinyl so I can go ahead and
put Please get him a vinyl.
I gotta have that, man. I love the album. I love everything y'all do. Salute, continued success. And if we can do anything for y'all, y'all already know DJ Boot got y'all's back 110%, man. Word up.
We appreciate y'all for having us, man. We don't get a lot of these, and so you know, lately we've been getting a lot of them and we've taken them all. So I'm glad we were able to connect the dots and make this happen. Let's make it happen 1,000 more times again. I love y'all. Y'all stay safe. Y'all stay black and beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate y'all, man.
Y'all be easy.
Bye-bye. Right.
You too. Anytime y'all do any producer shit, man, hit me up, man. I want to be a part of it.
You already know, man. That's easy. That's done.
Bro, hey, I'll be seeing you post your records, man. We be digging the same, bro. Like,
boom.
I see you, son.
Hey, gotta keep it. Like I said, I shared. I can't sample it all. I can't do it all. So if somebody likes something, I got a lot of producers hit my page and be like, yo, I just looped that, and send me a little private shot. And yo, I need that. Or what is that? Man, get it. Kill it. I want to keep it.
Only because you saying it. Like, if like the producer in me won't allow me to do that, because I'm like, if my man found that.
I know. But these is younger. These is younger cats. We got codes and rules. The producer and you won't allow you to do it, so you just gonna go dig and find something even doper, or you know what I'm saying, take a piece from that same record or a different record.
All the same, yo.
Yeah, it's all the
but
same.
You giving the inspiration.
The younger cats, they don't care, bro. They like, yo, I need that. Like, I sampled it. I like, how'd you get, took it right off your page or found it? I don't know what to do. I don't know how they do it no more. But right. Salute, man. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much, man. I try to keep it going, man, for, you know, for the diggers, man. Sample heads.
I appreciate you, bro. You be pulling out the dope shit, y'all.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Facts. Thank you.
All right.
Nice meeting y'all.
Nice meeting y'all.
Please get him that vinyl, please.
We got you. We going when the campaign finished, we gonna buy him out. So you know what I mean.
All right. I'm gonna get one way or the other.
One
so
way or another, you get one, cuz.
All right.
We'll figure it out. Hey, we gonna get you one.
All right. Salute. All right.
We gotta go put DuPois to sleep.
Yeah, it's past his bed. That shot got him out of there.
No doubt. I can see
all right, y'all.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right,
you too.
This is Crate Vibes on Side Hustle Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's the one and only MC Shan, and I help pioneer this, and I'm getting my fix right now with my fam DJ Buka.
How can I love somebody?
With my man DJ Buka.
Folks.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap out the cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Two low-def G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me, they got a trick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now if she burning, I'ma chill for a minute, cause ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm a Bennett.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this. And, it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I damn near got kept, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro at the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I throw some old funky shit to add to my collection. The selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke, but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
And we ain't got no love for dogs.
So just chill to the next episode.
Rockin' with my man DJ Booga.
But it won't be the most expensive diamond, honey, money can buy. And I'll tell you no lie, no, no, baby, I can't buy you no bigger Cadillac. I can purchase you a diamond.
They say it isn't what you have in your pocket that makes you grateful,
but it won't be the most.
It's what you have in your heart.
Honey, money can buy.
If you don't appreciate what you have right now, you'll never appreciate what's coming to you in the future. That's what they say. Now let's just be honest here. I don't need a million in bills to be happy. I got a family and the feeling is real. I'm not sick and I don't wanna make it. I'm all for money making. I'm not a loser cause my house ain't on 20 acres. It's not the best thing, it's super interesting, cause I don't have a British butler in the West Wing. You laugh at it, you can happily leave. It's not a mansion to you, but it's a castle to me. And my car is far from an Aston Martin. I need jumper cable sometimes, task to start it. Since the day I brought it home, but I bought it on my own. So old, the auto zone rarely has the parts in. The gas guzzling ride, it costs way more. Oh yeah, brother, that's fly, but mine's paid for. Don't get it confused, we human and we all dream. But personally, I appreciate the small things. I'm just being honest with you. Can I just be honest with you?
But it won't be the most expensive diamond.
That's all that I can do.
Money, money can buy.
This little house of mine, it ain't much, but it suits me fine.
And I'll tell you no lie.
I ain't gotta lie, it gets me by and it just suits me fine. I can't give my woman the world, I'm pretty certain on it. But she respect that these sincere words are honest. If I heard she wanted, it might take a little while. She still smile knowing that I'm working on it. See, y'all, she might not be Miss America, but to me she's perfect, I was quick to marry her. And if it came down to having another child, she's the only woman allowed or fit to carry it. And honestly, I ain't got a lot of myself. I ain't no GQ model myself, no washboard six pack, hell my belly sticks out of my belt. But the lady of my life loves how it just felt. And though we may turn heads when we out in public, personal flaws, we both feel proudly of it. Shit, she'll put you in your place in a second. I may bitch about it, but no doubt I love it. I'm just being honest, being honest, being honest, being honest, being honest, being honest.
Thank you.
trigger to a deep sound. The best unit in the stash. The beast never found a shit experience like Hendrix. Keep my sound rich. Cats ask about my stitch. To me, they sound a bitch. And my sound's a glitch. Hatred. But cats who ain't make it, I'ma give it as far as you can take it. Try to take the safe way. Told you there's a gateway to skinny. Many can find it, but few can climb it. I'm open minded like a pothead. Doing what I gotta do to keep the spot fair. In a climate of locked dreads, cornrows, torn souls, warm hoes who've been molested by their uncle. I bundle amongst you cold mother uckers. The world is bitter like baby mothers. Look how far Eldorados and wine bottles drug us. Least God and the sun lovers. It's the sun God.
Hello, is Ronnie there?
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number.
Is this 828-3044?
Yeah, but there's no one here by that
name. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. There must be some kind of mistake.
How can it be? She wrote a number down, it's here in front of me.
Now it's time for Word on the Street with JC.
Word up.
What up? The somber part out first, and like I was telling you earlier, one Columbus own Ohio rapper, Book the Bandit, was shot and killed last week doing a robbery. And I think it was in broad daylight. So we want to send a rest in peace to her and to tell Columbus to stop doing all these senseless killings. So also Chimamanda, he was a legendary hip-hop photographer. He passed away at the age of 54. All those famous hip-hop pictures like Biggie and Faith and Tupac and all those pictures that you see that become legendary, probably like in art museums and stuff like that, hip-hop museums, were shot by this guy. He's done this work for years and years and years. I should have started off with today is the anniversary of George Floyd's passing, and hopefully we will be getting that George Floyd law passed soon, and just want to put that out there. So speaking of the hip-hop museum, the Bronx has finally opened one, and I think we all need to take a trip up there and see it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely on the bucket list to do.
Yeah, so Warren G donated 500 meals to the they called it slums or something. I'd rather use the word less unfortunate. So
Skid Row in California.
Yeah, they did say Skid Row. That's what they said.
Skid
but
Row,
yeah, California. I still rather say less unfortunate. And the Ohio cops seized weed edibles packaged to look like normal chips, like Fritos, Lay's. Yeah, nothing safe.
Huh?
In Ohio.
They got the edibles?
They had the edibles, but they were in regular chip bags.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Ain't a felony. That ain't a crime.
Yes, it is. What if a kid eats
that? These some good chips, Daddy.
Yeah. Right.
Boy, you high?
Oh, man, that's whack,
speaking of getting high, 66 pounds of coke worth $1.2 million washed up on a beach in Alabama. In Alabama.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to figure that out. How Alabama? Alabama got drug dealers, I guess.
So, yeah, they everywhere. They getting that money. They getting that money.
Right. So the airlines could possibly start weighing their passengers. Is that offensive or do you think it's a good idea?
That's offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder how they're going to pull that
off.
Whack.
Like, I hope they don't put that into effect.
They think they fighting in the airports now. Wait till they pull that one off.
Right. Yeah, you weigh 300 pounds, you can't get on this plane. Like, that's whack shit.
Hey, they've been banging in the airports. I don't know. Like, all over the world, they've been banging. So, but that's what they get for making them flights be $17, $20. Like, they pulling people from all over. So,
step on the scale, sir. With your bag, you weigh 800 pounds. Sorry. Nah, that's whack.
I don't know.
You're gonna have to take the big people plane. You know what I mean? Like, and then they go, what they gonna charge? They already charge you for extra seat if you, you know what I mean? If you can't get on, you know, fit in one, you get double pay.
I heard about that. That's whack too.
Cost you a grand just to catch a flight. So one way.
Y'all know the shiesty love doctor or whatever he called himself, Derek Jackson. He released a book called Heal Together with him and his wife on the cover. I think it's over for him. I do. I'm so tired of these people like Kevin Samuels and the Derek Jackson. Let me find out y'all like Kevin Samuels.
Never heard of him.
I don't even know who that is either.
Don't even go look on him. I can't
Google it.
The men are praising him. The women think he is just downright disgusting. And I'm telling you, this man's mouth is all ridiculous. He be telling women that they don't deserve to look at certain type of men, and that we need to get ourselves together. We too short, we too fat, we too broke, we need to come to the table with some. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But he's going viral. He's been viral for months. I'm surprised y'all haven't heard of him. So, yeah. But anyway, Derrick Jackson needs to have a few seats. So, did y'all hear that Kobe Bryant was worth $323.3 million. Let me make sure you edit that out. But yeah, but they said that 323.3 million. And everywhere he went, he saved a seat. He reserved a seat for his alter ego. Do y'all believe that?
That's what's up.
I pretty much could see it. As cocky as they said he was, I could see him doing that.
He is pretty cocky.
Yep, so Amazon has shut down their construction site after the 7th moose was found in 1 month.
Wow.
Now, you trying to tell me y'all don't have video cameras? Y'all don't know where these nooses are coming from?
I don't buy it either.
So, as y'all know, the playoffs are going. The Grizzlies already eliminated the Warriors. Me, myself, I was rooting for the Nets. They balling.
I root for the Lakers. Go LA, go LA, go!
But anyway, the Espers.
Gator.
the Haters. Extra splits.
Go Chicago.
Nets, Bucks, and Clippers.
Right, for her, go Chicago.
Okay,
go Bulls.
Anyway.
They can't even spell playoff. I'm just saying. All right, go ahead.
Where's Cleveland at, though? Okay. Yeah, so they said the Brooklyn Nets looks like a modern day Rutgers street ball team. So they balling. That game is actually on now. So I'm not gonna hold y'all that much longer.
Cool. Basketball time.
Yeah, hold on real quick. Kamora Lee Simmons.
Yes.
Supposedly took $11 million from Russell Simmons. To keep her now husband from going to jail. So Russell is suing her, and now because he's suing her, she said she's claiming that he had abused her for years. Now they were just friends. She even co-signed for him when he was going through his sexual assault cases and stuff, but now they're beefing. So was she right or wrong for taking his money?
She was wrong.
Should at least talk to him. Damn, you don't just take
right.
the money.
Let it know, I guess
I should have said, is it right or wrong to take somebody's money for your spouse?
I mean, it's wrong unless she communicates that fact to him, like, yo, like, this money is going for Hubs. Hubs is, like, fighting the case. Like, we need to help him. Straight up. Like, whack.
Yeah. Wow. So, hopefully things work out and they can go back to being friends, at least for the kids' sake. So I was wondering, why do she still carry his last name? And she done been married... What, once or twice already?
Money.
Yeah. So did y'all hear? Did y'all hear what happened in Illinois? He was pulled over, and he had like a urn with his daughter's ashes in it.
And
the police said that it tested positive for drugs.
Now
he's schooling him, yeah. I guess the little girl was about two. And the mom and the mom's boyfriend had abused her.
They killed her or something, I think.
They were starving her and beating her.
So I hope he gets a check from that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they said they spilled out the ashes and everything. So yep, I hope he gets what he deserves. I know just listening to that tape, like, that's sad. So it's this company called Sheen, and it's like a clothing store or a name another like Amazon, basically, like a low budget Amazon. But they're selling like phone cases, and on the phone cases they got designs of a black man, like he been killed with a chop outline on it. So now they're under fire too. So let's go ahead and put them out of business, because the disrespect is just becoming too much. Pacquiao is scheduled to fight Earl Spence. I can't wait till these fights get going. That should be good. So, and I guess that's it.
This is Side Hustle Radio with D Poise, JC, and DJ Booker.